Yerushalmi, corresponding to Avodah Zorah Bavli, Daf Dalet. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Aleph Amud Beis, on the ninth line, Gathas Ruchai. Gathas Ruchai Shel Yerovam, he Hechli Tosai. It was the haughtiness of Yerovam that destroyed him. Amar B'Yosi Bar Yaakov, B'Moitzei Shmita, Malach Yerovam Al Yisrael, Ha'od Yechsev, Miketzi Roshonim, B'Moyed Shnasa Shmita, B'Chag HaSukkos, B'Voi Kol Yisrael Yerois, Es Pnei Hashem Alekecha, B'Moi Kamashe Yivka, Tikres HaTeru HaZois, Neged Kol Yisrael, Ba'od Nehem. Rabbi Yosi ben Yaakov says that Yerovam came into power immediately after the Shmita year. The Pasuk says in Dvarim, Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yud Aleph. Then Moshe commanded them, saying, at the end of every 7 years, at an appointed time in the festival of Sukkot, after the year of Shmita, when all Yisrael come to appear before Hashem your God, in the place you will choose, you shall read this Torah before all Yisrael, in their ears. Amma, Anna, Mizboi, Mikri, Koyim, Alevi'in and Amrin, Malka da'asra, Kadam, Ve'in Mikri Tinayin, Ganai Huli, Ve'in Loi Nikri Bizoin Huli. Yerovam said, I'm supposed to read as he was crowned by the prophet Achia Shiloini, but the people will say that Yerachavam, king of Yehuda, who reigns over Yerushalayim, should read before me. And if I read after him, it will be a disgrace for me. And if I don't read, it will be embarrassing for me, as it would indicate that he's the real king, and I'm not. Ve'in Marpinun, Azlin Salkin, Inun, Shavkin, Yasi, Azlin, Loin, Gabi Yerachavam, Ben Shloimei. And if I let the people travel to Yerushalayim and I refrain, they will certainly defect and begin to follow Yerachavam, Ben Shloimei. And this is seen in the Pasuk, Im Yaleh Amazeh La'asayis Zvochim B'Beis Hashem B'Yerushalayim Yoshuv Leiv Ha'amazeh El Adneihem El Rechavam. In Melachim Aleph Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Chav Zayin, when this people goes up to offer their sacrifice in the house of Hashem in Yerushalayim, the hearts of these people will turn to their master, to Rechavam, the king of Yehuda, and they will kill me and return to Rechavam, the king of Yehuda. Ma'asa, what did he do? Asa Shnei Egle Zar V'Kosav Alibam V'Agucha Ama Kol Melech Dikum Yistakaboin. What did he do? He made two golden calves, and the people thought that he intended to kill anyone who does not serve them. Yerovam said, any king that removes these idols will be killed. Amar Rav Chuna Choyvei Chavarim Mechucham Kol Mi Shehaya Choyvei Haya Choyvei. Rav Chuna says, and he explains the Pasuk in Tehillim in Perek Nun Ches Pasuk Vav, which will not hear the voice of charmers. The most cunning caster of spells. And Rav Chuna explains the understanding of the word lechaber to mean to join, and chaver meaning friend. Whoever joined Yerovam to help him to convince Yisrael to serve idols became his friend. The Yerovam would promote him to a position of authority. Amar Rav Chuna v'shachta shittim hemiku shehemik meresha amar kol demifalsim ana katil le. Rav Chuna says, explain the pasuk in Hosea, hey pasuk base, by preventing the slaughter of sacrifices, the sinners deepened their sin. He deepened his evil by saying that whoever publicizes the real reason that he set up idols in order not to lose his kingship, Yerovam would kill him. Amav Avin Bar Kahana, Af Shabbosos Yomim Tovim Matzinu Shebadal Lehem Yerovam Lebay. Amav Avin Bar Kahana says he deepened his evil doing by also removing Shabbos and Yom Tov from their hearts. How Dechsev Vayath Yerovam Chag B'Chodesh Hashmini B'Chamisha Asa Yom LeChodesh K'Chag Asher B'Yehuda Vayal Al Mizbeach Kain Asa B'Beisel Mizbeach. It seems from the pasuk in Malachim Aleph, Perek Yud Beis Psukim Lamed Beis Lamed Gimel, and Yerovam made a festival in the 8th month on the 15th day of the month, like the festival that was in Yehuda, and he brought up offerings on the altar, so he did in Beisel to slaughter in the month that he had fabricated from his heart. But the word miliboy, from his heart, is actually written milevad, which is the same word used in the pasuk that discusses Shabbos, where it says in Vayikra, in Perek Chaf Gimel Pasuk Lamed Ches, aside from Hashem's Shabbosos, and it shows that he also removed keeping Shabbos from their hearts in order that they would not be aware of the calendar dates and not go up to Yerushalayim for the festivals.